Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball.
A guy who left from New York and headed to Texas, Jacob DeGrom. He'll be the ace for the Rangers this year. The whole American League West has become a pretty interesting division. I think the Astros are still the team to beat, but I think the Mariners got better. The Rangers certainly got better. And, you know, the Angels, I mean, some of the moves for that ball club got better. So that division as a whole is going to be better. But let's talk Jacob DeGrom first, him going to the Rangers. That's one of the bigger storylines as well.
Yeah, not unexpected that he left the Mets. He was very upset about that contract and never liked it. You know, just did not think it was the right contract. And you know what? I mean, you know, I can't say that anyone would accuse me of being the biggest DeGrom supporter, but he turned out to be absolutely 100% right. He was worth way more on the open market. He turned that opt. I mean, guys, this year turned the opt outs. I mean, Bogarts turned it into $280 million. You know, Correa turned it into, well, first $350 million, eventually $200 million. That will be $270 million. And DeGrom $185 million. That was one of the bigger and better player deals in a very, very hot market. I give him credit for being correct on the opt-out all along. And, you know, some people don't love New York. It might have been New York. It certainly was the contract. He'll probably be happier in Texas. I know Buck Showalter did an interview with SI saying the open spaces, maybe he'll like that better. He's from D-Land, Florida, which is, I would consider it rural, being a city person myself, but certainly more open space. And he might find that in Arlington, Texas, and a fresh start, probably good for him. But, boy, the Rangers, they just rebuilt that whole staff. Beyond DeGrom, you've got Eovaldi, you've got Heaney, you've got Odorizzi. You know, the entire rotation has been rebuilt, and they are, at least on paper, and we'll see how it all comes together, they are clearly a playoff threat. I'm not going to say better than Houston. Houston's still the favorite. Went out and got Abreu. Yeah. They did lose Verlander, but, you know, they were pretty darn good last year as the World Series champion, pretty dominant team. So not a favorite in that division, but I think they've got a good shot at the playoffs, at least if they can play up to their capability. And Bruce Bochy being there, I mean,
that's right.
You know, that's a big plus as well.